You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, hello. All right, Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Glad you are with us. So President Trump in the White House declared that Trump won his sixth club championship of the year by an unbelievable 10 strokes with an incredible 3-under par round. This is coming from the White House. This was at the senior golf tournament. It is Bedminster. A New Jersey country club. He just beat the competition by 10 strokes. But there's video of Trump cheating. I mean, it's kind of funny, really. I've seen the video. And when he's on the green, he's kind of kicking the ball forward and kind of pushing it forward with his putter, and then it goes past the hole, and then he kind of pushes it back in the hole. I mean, it was like, 10 strokes right there. But I think he counted that as like, going in the hole right away. So, and then there's another video of him cheating. So, we don't know if he won. And there's a sports writer, Rick Riley, who wrote an entire book on how Trump cheats at golf. And he's actually played golf with Donald Trump. So he has some insight here. But he said that this is shameless, that Trump would claim that he won, and apparently it's backfired because there's video of Trump actually cheating, and I don't think this video is doctored at all. It's kind of funny to watch when what's going on, and then at one point his caddy drops the ball, and that's like totally illegal because you're supposed to drop the ball, but I mean, this is a man who I guess he's just so proud that he just can't stand to lose. And everybody loses in life. We all lose. Nobody wins everything all the time. That's just not human. You can't be human and win all the time. Tom Brady didn't win all the time. Drew Brees didn't win all the time. Nobody wins all the time. But, I mean, it's like, apparently it's pretty easy to catch somebody cheating when you cheat so blatantly. But, this guy who wrote a book about it calls it shameless. And what's coming from the White House? Yes, Trump wins his sixth club championship of the year. Well, we don't know if he won any of those because apparently he cheated. There's a CNBC anchor, Joe Kernan, and he laughed at President Trump on the phone when Trump started bringing up about the rigged election of 2020 and the rigged job data numbers and firing the person who was responsible for the numbers that came out that he disagreed with, that he said were wrong and they were rigged. They were rigged by the Democrats. I mean, numbers are kind of factual, and apparently the job numbers, apparently this is a number that there's new information coming in all the time and they do change. And the numbers are revised constantly. And so the number was revised And again, this has happened. This happens on a regular basis. And Trump just went crazy. This CNBC anchor, who has been a Trump supporter, called him out on this and just kind of laughed in his face that you're being kind of silly with this. And also, we're still waiting to see what happens with the Texas Democrats who left because they're trying to come up with a new map. A new map that's going to give them an advantage in the midterm elections coming up next year. Now, this is done about every 10 years. Never before has a president told a state, change the map now. Change the map so we win. So that is Donald Trump's way of saying, I guess, that he realizes what he's doing to the country. And he's afraid that the Republicans are not going to win at the midterm elections. And he's trying to do what he can, like get the state of Texas to change the number. Afraid of losing in Texas? I mean, it's been a long time since a Democrat won a statewide election. Texas is a red state. I mean, there are blue areas, but Texas is a very red state. For Trump to be concerned that Republicans might not win, that is a big, big statement, because I would have thought that, you know, the Republicans are so proud and calling Democrats idiots and libtards and calling Democrats all these names about how stupid Democrats are. And it's kind of hard to argue because, you know, Democrats are, you know, pretty much lost at this point. But for Donald Trump to be so concerned about losing the upcoming election next year, the midterms, that if he doesn't have control of Congress, he's going to be in some trouble. So it's going to make his last 2 years in office kind of miserable if he does lose control. So concerned about that, he's telling the state, you got to change the numbers. And Texas Governor Gregory Abbott has issued arrest warrants for the Democrats. If they come back in the state, they're going to be arrested, or allegedly going to be arrested. But apparently there doesn't seem to be solid grounds for that. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
Doc, I was telling Coleman, Trump lies so much about everything. If he can lie and cheat about small things such as the golf, you know, his golfing, would it stand the reason that he would lie about big things as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, and you can also argue that if he lies about the big things, could he lie about the small things too?
Exactly.
You know, if you're gonna lie about stuff that's not so easily proven to be true, you know, lie
yeah,
about
right.
something that's a little harder to prove to be true.
Exactly. Hey, Scoot, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
So, for all the MAGA listeners in your show, who listen to your show, I like for them to ask themselves a question. Why all the time Trump calls everybody low IQ? He's projecting, first of all. And if he's that smart and that intelligent, better than everybody else, more than everybody else, let's show his school transcripts, college transcripts. You know, why is he hiding that?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I wonder how he graduated from college, but I don't really dwell on that. I have talked about the catchphrases and the words that he constantly plugs into different situations, and yep. I think that's a bit concerning, but that's my opinion.
I would just like him to just start with the name calling for one is childish. Start with the projecting. That's silly, because people with a working brain can see him for who and what he is. And stop whining about the MoCA test that he took to see if he's suffering from dementia or not, and really take an IQ test.
You know, I don't, that's not going
to
happen. All right, Mike, look, I appreciate the call. You know, none of that is, none of that's going to happen. And look, I don't know what Trump's IQ is. But I know that he has a tendency to use a few words over and over and over again, a few catchphrases over and over and over again. And I think that's a little bit concerning, but, you know, that's my opinion. But I don't know if he has dementia. And when he was president the first time, there were people who called the show and said, Trump has dementia. And I said, no, we don't know if he has dementia. So, you know, I'm not going to let that go. And I'm not going to talk about Trump having dementia because I don't know. And the same thing came up with Joe Biden. I knew something was wrong with Joe Biden, but I didn't know if it was dementia. And, you know, again, this is not a conversation in a bar. You know, I'm doing a talk show and I'm trying to be responsible. So I'm not going to say something unless I know it's true. Unless, of course, I'm just expressing my opinion. Let's go to Harvey. Herman, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Hey, I want to talk about the law that went into place either today or yesterday here in the state of Louisiana in regard to SNAP recipients not being able to purchase soda and snack, sugary snack items, yeah, and candy. So
go ahead.
What I want to focus on the fact is that this is not going to hurt the SNAP recipient. Because what the SNAP recipient is going to do, both of them are going to move over to the fruit aisle, to the liquid fruit aisle, right? Juices, right? And buy, you know, Hawaiian Punch. Or they're going to buy Sunkist. They're going to buy apple juice. They're going to find some sugary item to drink or sugary item that they can provide to their kids to drink now. So if our smart governor want to cut out people from indulging in sugary items, why don't you just include everything in the grocery store that doesn't have sugar in it?
Yeah. Now, when it comes to like something like pure apple juice, there's sugar in there, but it's the right kind of sugar. It's the sugar that comes from the apple itself. If that's the case, that's not as bad as processed sugar. Yeah. But my biggest problem with this, Herman, is that, you know, why punish the kids of people who don't have money? You know, kids should be able to get sodas and sweet treats. Kids should be able to be kids. And sometimes that includes just, you know, having the things that other kids have. And I don't think this is really going to solve any big problems. If kids get snacks and sodas and things like that, it's not the best thing for them. But I don't like the idea that kids are being punished because they, you know, they can't have kid things like, you know, sodas and sweet treats.
Well, Scoot, thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk. And now that I've caught my breath, because I'm kind of very upset about this, because I've worked in the grocery business for 40 years, and I've worked for five major manufacturers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not going to hurt SNAP recipients. This is going to hurt the beverage suppliers in this state. Because you think about it. If Coke, Pepsi, Big Shot, any other beverage company, if half of their sales are now not being achieved at the 15th of the month when SNAP recipients receive their pay, guess what's going to happen? If product is still sitting on the shelf, guess what's going to happen? People are going to lose their jobs. This is going to hurt manufacturers. It's not going to hurt the SNAP recipient.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, maybe we'll talk about this another day, because what I find again appalling is the idea that, you know, you're punishing the kids. I mean, why punish kids? Kids don't know what family they're going to be born into, and if kids are born into a family that's living in poverty and they need the SNAP benefits, why not let them have the same thing that other kids have? That's what bothers me about it. Herman, I've got to get to a break here. I do appreciate the call.
I'm sorry, Scoot. Can I ask Herman one thing? Herman, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, Herman.
All right. When you say that it's not going to harm the SNAP, do you think that Governor Landry did it purposely to harm them? Or do you think Governor Landry thinks it is going to work out? Or do you believe that he's doing it to harm SNAP recipients on purpose?
I don't think he's doing it to harm SNAP recipients. I think he's trying to get some army stripes on his shoulder to say, hey, Trump, look what I'm doing down here. Put me in your administration. Everything he does is about trying to please Donald Trump.
Well, I think that's true. But I do think that I do believe, based on his record, I would not be surprised if Governor Landry is doing it to punish the SNAP recipients themselves, because that's what right-wing radicals do. That's their method of operation. All right, Herman, I appreciate the call. All right, when we come back, we are going to finally talk about woke gone wild, and it's the American Eagle denim advertising with actress Sydney Sweeney. And all that's going on with that big controversy, we'll explain it and talk about that when we come back. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1975, the first all-female hard rock band was formed, The Runaways, featuring Joan Jett, Michael Steele, and Lita Ford. Lita Ford came up yesterday as somebody, also Joan Jett, somebody deserving of the crown queen of rock and roll. All right, this is the day the Runaways were formed in 1975. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. You're listening to WWD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, I'm excited about the first preseason game. New coach, new quarterback, a lot of new players. Some good ones from the past returning. I'm looking forward to this Saints season. First preseason game against, you know, I think earlier in the show, I think I said the San Diego Chargers. I'm so used to saying that. It's the Los Angeles Chargers, of course, you know. Saints Chargers, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and our pregame coverage begins at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. So sneak the radio into church, put the little earphone, earbud in your ear, and, you know, I mean, come on, you can say the Lord's Prayer while you're listening to the Saints game. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, you know, you can do that while you're listening to the game, and then just, tune in, listen to the pregame, and then the game starts at 3 o'clock. I'm just kidding. You really shouldn't do that. If anybody does that, it's not my fault. It's your fault for doing it. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. Go to church and then tune in as soon as you get out of church. Go to church early so you can get the beginning of the pregame at 11. But look, I'm excited to be sitting down and watching the first preseason game. And Jeff Nowak has a column on our website, wwl.com, about the Saints. And he's got Spencer Rattler right now as the number one quarterback. From what he's seen at training camp, he's got him as the number one quarterback. Now, I hope the Saints make the right decision and go with the quarterback that is best for the Saints right now. I don't care what your intent is with Tyler Shuck. I don't care how much money you're paying him. None of that matters. The best person gets the job. And it's going to be interesting to watch this evolve and develop. So this is a very exciting preseason for me as a Saints fan. I'm sure it is for you as well. We'll talk more about that as the week goes on. All right, we got to get to this topic. Woke has gone wild. Well, in a lot of ways, but here's one. So American Eagle, the clothing manufacturer, they've got ads promoting their denim. It's an ad campaign that stars actress Sydney Sweeney. And it has now been revealed that she is registered a Republican in the state of Florida. Now, she's in one ad where she's kind of busting out of a jean jacket that's, let's say, it's not entirely buttoned. So she's kind of busting out of it. So there's been some conversation about that. The whole theme of the ad is jeans versus jeans. J-E-A-N-S. Jeans, like the pants or the jacket. Or the shirt, jeans, J-E-A-N-S. And then it's a takeoff on the other word, jeans, G-E-N-E-S, like the jeans that make up who we are. And one of the ads, jeans are passed down, jeans, G-E-N-E-S, are passed down from parents to offspring. My body's composition is determined by my genes, G-E-N-E-S. This is part of the advertising. So this has caused some people to freak out because she has blonde hair and blue eyes. They're relating this to some kind of genetics commentary that people with blonde hair and blue eyes are better. And they're even relating it to the concept of Hitler and the Nazis. You know, they loved people with light hair and blue eyes. They thought those were the perfect humans, and they wanted them to mate. They wanted them to produce more people with light hair and blue eyes. So there's the conversation about this being an ad, or the series of ads, is a Nazi dog whistle. It's a reference to Nazis. It's a reference to the Nazi mentality of being blonde, blue-eyed. And I got to tell you, I don't see it. I don't think I'm naive. And I can see through a lot of things. And I do often on this show see through a lot of stuff. But I think this is totally bogus. This is woke gone wild. And Sweeney, you know, got attention because she's, you know, sexy. She's on, you know, White Lotus and a couple of other shows. Fox News has really heavily covered this. Trump has weighed in. The first time he misspelled the name Sydney, spelled it with an I instead of a Y, but he deleted that and then and reposted it. But he's all over her, condemning Taylor Swift again because Taylor Swift didn't support him for president. And I don't think Sydney Sweeney has supported him, but she is a registered Republican in the state of Florida. But not all Republicans voted for Donald Trump. Let's be clear about that. But here's what's interesting. As soon as Donald Trump made a positive comment about the ads from American Eagle, American Eagle stock went up 23%. And apparently people were buying the jeans. Donald Trump said this is the hottest ad out there. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty hot, so it's a hot ad. But I would agree that this is just wokeness gone wild. You know, you put somebody with blonde hair and blue eyes in an ad. And as I said on the Substack video that I posted after the show yesterday, and you can comment on that, Scoot on the Air, Substack. and I hope you'll join me and become a subscriber. I commented that everybody should be proud of who they are. If you've got light hair and blue eyes, you should be proud of who you are. And it doesn't mean you're a Nazi. And it doesn't mean that you're a tool of the Nazis. She's an attractive actress, and I'm assuming that's why they did this. I think people are just looking too deeply into this, and they're just really trying to stretch it into something that's negative. I don't see this as a Nazi dog whistle at all. I see this as something that is absurd. And look, give Donald Trump credit. When he comments on something, people do react. There are a lot of Americans who react to what Donald Trump says. And that's why the stock of American Eagle went up. But to feature her in ads, because she's got blonde hair and blue eyes, this is somehow a negative thing. This is absurd. And we should not accept this as anything that should be accepted. It is totally wrong to criticize these ads because she has blonde hair and blue eyes. That people with blonde hair and blue eyes should be proud of who they are. They didn't steal the blonde hair or blue eyes from anybody else. They were born with them. And we should be able to respect people who are of all different shapes and sizes and colors. And if you've got blonde hair and blue eyes, it doesn't mean if you're used in an ad, it doesn't mean that that's some kind of a Nazi dog whistle to try to attract the attention of right-wing radicals. So, again, woke, gone wild is what I think of these this controversy concerning these ads. Sydney Sweeney, really sexy, really attractive, and so she's got blonde hair and blue eyes. So what? All right, if you're on hold, hang on, because we're going to get to your calls when we come back. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, 3 months after he was featured in a skit on Saturday Night Live, Steve Martin's novelty tune, King Tut, peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This is the day it peaked at number 17, and this was a couple of months after he appeared on Saturday Night Live, dressed as an Egyptian. Remember this song? Yeah, 1978, Saturday Night Live. I thought this was funny, but I think I was probably stoned at the time. All right, I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1978, this was the number one song in America. Miss You, Rolling Stones. You know, I didn't know this at the time, but this was the Stones' attempt to be relevant in the disco era. You know, I was doing disco stuff back in 1978, but I never thought of this as a disco song. I'm Scoot, glad you are with us. President Trump has just announced a 2028 Olympic task force, saying the Olympics would be great for America. I agree with that, but excuse me. I wonder how many athletes would be actually banned from coming at the time. Athletes from different countries. Well, that country can't come. Well, we're not going to let that country in. Oh, those people can't come. We're going to ban them. If they don't agree to tariffs, we're not going to let them in. I don't know. It could be confusing. Anyway, I think it would be great to have the Olympics, but I'm kind of surprised that, I mean, are the 2028 Olympics not even decided upon yet?
I couldn't tell you.
I would think that, you know, kind of like the Super Bowl, that's kind of done pretty far in advance.
Well, maybe he's going to do that thing where no matter where it goes, he's going to make sure that he pulls it back to the USA.
I mean, it would be cool. I would love to have the Olympics here again. I mean, it would be awesome. But again, I mean, think about how Trump might use that as a way of saying, well, if you don't do this, then we're not going to let your athletes in to compete. Could happen. Let's go to the North Shore. Laurel, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Number one is I can't wait for the Saints seat.
I know. I'm so excited.
So forward.
I'm
jazzed. You know, even though it's preseason, I want to look at these young guys.
I know.
Show what they can do.
I agree. And I love that there's a legitimate fight for the number one quarterback spot.
Right. I mean, I am just... can't wait for Sunday.
I agree.
I mean, really. Okay, I called about the snap.
Yeah.
And you'll probably disagree with me because you said don't neglect the children. I totally get it. But the thing is, they should eat healthy. And then those people say, yeah, I can't afford to eat healthy. And then I look at these costs, especially at the beginning of the month, and there's a lot of people that don't have money.
Yeah.
I totally get it. And they have two carts, three carts full of stuff, because that's got to last them a month. Okay? But to eat healthy is not that expensive. Like, I have red beans on now that probably cost me $4 with everything.
Yeah, beans are really good for you.
Yes, a lot of fiber, protein, et cetera. And we get a head of lettuce and make a salad. But the thing is, not just the people on SNAP, but throughout America, these young people eat too much junk and stay on their computer or whatever they do with the gaming. Yeah. I don't know. I'm too old for that.
Look, Laurel, I'm going to agree with you.
Cut out.
I'm going to agree with you. I mean, I see a lot of young kids that are just really overweight, and I look at their parents, and their parents are overweight, and their parents are teaching their kids to eat the wrong stuff. So I agree with you, but I want kids to also be able to be kids and eat some bad stuff sometimes. But in general, I agree with you that kids and families in general should eat better. Now, Trader Joe's has really great prices. Whole Foods is more expensive. Mm-hmm. You can find some healthy things to eat. I spend money on healthy foods. I spend money on some things that I spend a lot of money on vitamins, and not everybody can afford the vitamins that I take.
Right.
So I understand all of that, but I agree with you that there should be a better message about eating healthier, especially for the kids, because I feel badly for the kids that are already overweight.
I cook every night. Now, my husband and I go out, we're retired, on Wednesday to go have lunch, and it's not fast food, trust me. But I cook every night. My mother used to cook every night, and I grew up in Chalmette, so sometimes on Friday, they would get po'boys from, what's the name of that place? You know it. Rocky
and Carlos.
Yeah, man.
And that was a big treat for you back then, wasn't it?
You got that right. And so the thing is, I don't think the parents take the time to do that. And let me tell you something. They need to get a crock pot.
Yeah, look, Jim, I've got to get to a break here, Laurel. I generally agree with you, but again, I still think kids should be able to eat some junk, you know, once in a while. But parents do need to use the SNAP benefits, and parents in general, even parents who are not on the SNAP program, they need to do a better job of eating better. And, you know, that's a topic for another show. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1957, American Bandstand premiered on the ABC television network. Before that, it was a local show in Philadelphia, but this is the day it went national on ABC, and I remember coming home from grammar school, elementary school, every day watching American Bandstand. And I wanted to be able to dance like that. I wanted to be able to have a girl like that guy had a girl. That guy had a girl. He was dancing with that girl who was really cute. And I wanted to one day grow up and have a girl like that. I have vivid memories of watching that show. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, we had a great show today. I'm going to do another video after the show, post it on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't joined me on Substack, I hope you will, and subscribe. A lot of stuff going on there, and I love your comments. And also, I'll post something else on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram. But yeah, we had a lot to talk about today. And, you know, I love talking about those moments when just, you know, being woke has gone wild. You know, there's an aspect of being woke in terms of sensitivity that is good. And I think the great example is the plus size mannequin at Victoria's Secret. You know, that might be more like your wife, for example. What's wrong with relating to her wanting to be sexy or wear, you know, sexy, you know, lingerie or sexy, you know, underwear? You know, that's cool. That's an example of being woke. So some examples of being woke are not bad. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, and then Michael Lombardi talks football done right at 5:20. I am so excited about the Saints this weekend. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. Studio producer today, Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank all of you for being part of this show. You make this show what it is today. So I thank all of you. Have a great afternoon. Try and stay cool in more ways than one. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.